We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, Sade.
Sex.
Get this on in your parents' room. Don't go in. You're going to see something you don't want to see.
If I had heard this out in my parents' room, I'd have run in because something would have been wrong. This song came out. They must have been married 40 years already.
You're not daddy.
I'd have figured something was going on.
The milkman.
Where's my dad?
Where's daddy?
Oh, this is my friend. We were wrestling.
This hour brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Will Manso is on the line. He's the sports director at Local 10. He does the pregame, postgame show also on Fox Sports Sun for the Miami Heat. He is a lot of things. He is a passionate Canes fan. He is a New York Giants fan. He's a Heat fan, of course. He's an all-around nice guy and friend of the program, which is why I took to Twitter this morning to defend his honor. And I didn't. It was a scathing critique he got from Glenn Geffner, which I thought was uncalled for. But I'm going to bring Will on here for a second, but I want to get to headlines with Solana. Are you there, Will?
I am here. I'm ready to listen to Solana.
Yeah, because he's, you know, you're a professional sportscaster. And so you deliver headlines and news, and Solana does it, you know, in the first segment every hour. And so I thought it'd be fun to have you on, and you can critique him the way that Glenn Geffner critiqued you.
I'll be much nicer.
All right. Well, no. I want you to be honest. I want you to be. You can be critical in a nice fashion, but let's hear him and see if he's got a future. Okay.
Okay.
All right, let's get some headlines here with Alejandro Solana.
Headlines are brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Dolphins running back Kenyon Drake left practice yesterday, wasn't a walking boot today. However, he did tell ESPN's Cameron Wolf he'll miss some action, but it's, quote, nothing crazy. Dolphins do expect Kenyon Drake to be ready for week one.
Okay. You have any questions about that, Will, or should we move on?
That wasn't bad. That wasn't bad. Let's move on.
That was good. That was good delivery there. What else you got, Solana?
Wasn't bad. Okay, Will.
Man.
Boy.
A little testy, isn't
somebody's,
it?
Somebody's got a high opinion of themselves. You thought that was earth-shatteringly good, Solana?
That was great.
Good start.
Yeah. All right.
Good start.
What else you got?
Last night, junior safety Derek Smith announced he is no longer on the Canes roster and is officially entering the transfer portal.
All right, that was a nice little pause.
Yeah. Short, sweet, informative. Yeah,
very good. What else? Yeah.
The Marlins lost 15-1 yesterday. Will would know.
Yes, Will knows all too well.
Game two versus the L.A. Dodgers is tonight at 7:10 p.m. from Marlins Park.
Okay.
And finally, season 13 Bachelorette candidate Rachel Lindsay says she slept with two of her three finalists in the fantasy suite. She won't say which ones, though, guys. But she says her eventual choice, Brian Aboloso, knows, and he's cool with it.
Got to test drive the car.
Okay. You have any weather? Give your best Julie Durda impersonation.
Yeah, I left that one for Will. He seems like a Bachelorette fan. So.
Okay.
I'm actually Clay. As you guys have Clay on all the time. He loves that show.
Oh, really? I've never watched it.
I'm not a Bachelor. Yeah, I'm not, I mean, you know, watch it at Local 10, but I have never watched it. It's on
nice
my
company,
TV.
Man. Very well.
At
very
my
well
desk,
done.
Yeah.
That was excellent.
Like Glenn Nestor, a very good company, man.
He is a very good company, man. All right, give us the weather there, Solana.
Weather is brought to you by Hialeah Park. It's currently 82 degrees right now. Only an 80% chance you won't see rain tonight. The air quality is good.
That was solid. That was very good.
It's really the weakest part of his game. I really believe it's the weakest part of his game.
Finally.
I mean, who wants the air quality index? The last hour he gave us sunset. I mean, you know.
Do you want the Will, would you like the UV index?
No, he does not. Well, give us the sponsor so I can talk to Will Mann so he's got places to go.
Weather is brought to you by Hialeah Park. You can visit Hialeah Park Casino every Saturday to win your share of $10,000 in giveaways. Visit HialeahPark.com for more info.
All right, there you go. Nice job, Solana. What are you giving there? One out of 10.
That's a solid 8. 7 or 8, I think.
Yeah.
I think he probably can have a little bit more energy, but I think in the end, he's informative. I understand everything he says. I liked it.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah, okay, Will, when a heat season starts, look out for my tweets critiquing your performance.
He just gave you a 7 or 8 out of 10. What more do you want?
Just look out for my tweets, Will.
Will Manso,
always do.
Sports director at Local 10. So this is what happened. I want to talk everything with you, but I want to just address this quickly. So
okay.
I wake up this morning, and there's a tweet. I explained this earlier in the show, but there's a tweet from Will Manso last night after the Marlins lost 15-1 that said, "Send me your reaction to the Marlins game tonight in one GIF." And a whole bunch of people tweeted you funny GIFs from, it was a shellacking, like they got their asses kicked.
Yeah.
And somebody retweeted you and wrote, "This should be fun." And Glenn Geffner, the play-by-play man for the Marlins, he tweets, "Less fun when people do things like this, but 100% ignore nights like Saturday." That's when they had the amazing come-from-behind victory. "Where was a tweet like this after an epic win that displayed many of the positives of the build? Yes, there are bad nights, but don't waste our time talking bad when you don't acknowledge the good." So I read that, and I tweet out this morning, and I usually don't get moved by this stuff, but I don't know. I wanted to defend my my friend Will Manso. So I wrote,
appreciate that.
"BS take by you, Glenn. Manso has been a constant voice on radio and TV and Twitter telling fans to believe in what the Marlins are doing. Tons of positive tweets about the Marlins. In fact, 3 in a row about Eason the other night. The Marlins' own Twitter account made fun of last night's 15-1 ass-kicking." And then Glenn went on to, like, respond to things where he was like, "I don't even know who you are, Will Manso, essentially. Like, I don't follow you." And you showed him a couple screenshots. And you're like, "Look, I defend the Marlins all the time. Not that it's that hard to find out." What the hell happened there, Will?
I don't know. And the funny thing is, I woke up this morning and did my regular routine with my girls to take them to camp and just, going to run some errands before work. And I got your text almost at the same time that I got a screen grab of Geffner's tweet, and I hadn't seen it yet because he didn't even at me. So it's like, I had no idea. I woke up, I had no idea. And then you said something about Geffner, and hey, can you come on and talk about this? And I said, wait, is this because of the text that somebody just sent me? And then I started figuring it out. So I don't know. I mean, the fact that Glenn and I don't know Glenn. I've seen him in passing at the ballpark. I have no problems with him. I've never had a baseball conversation with him. I never thought that he thinks anything of me. We don't follow each other on Twitter, not for personal reasons. We just probably don't have the same interest. So I don't know what he was getting at. I mean, they are 44-74. What positive, what can I possibly be tweeting nightly? I mean, that they're great. I mean, I've talked about the rebuild over and over on this show with you guys many times.
I've made fun of you. Yeah, I made fun of you for your defending the Marlins.
And even if he thinks that I am that negative person, like there are a lot of people in town that are down on the Marlins and have nothing good to say. Well, I mean, history has kind of dictated that. I am not one to blame the new regime for it. We know a lot of it's the old regime. But under the new regime, they had the worst record in National League last year. They've got the worst record in the National League this year. Like, if you really want to get picky and be rude and say, hey, the Marlins stink, I don't think anyone would think you're crazy to say it. I'm not one who does it. I don't like to pour on, but I don't know. I honestly don't know. Maybe it's just a company thing that it gets under their skin because they're always getting ripped by everybody. I thought it was a funny bit. It was just, hey, send me your best GIF of this, and I got like a bunch of funny reaction. I don't get it. I don't get it.
And Will, do you have to deal with that out of different teams in South Florida? Because like you're saying, you're one of the faces of sports down here. Do you get criticized by teams a lot for your takes?
The funny thing is when we give, the teams are very fair. Like you'll get a text maybe from someone in media relations, say, hey, we didn't like what you said about that. That wasn't funny or that wasn't fair. And then you explain your situation, probably no different than you guys if you guys are having fun or with a team or saying something. But usually it's done and you communicate with each other, not over Twitter and not over something so silly. And it's funny, the only two times this has ever happened to me with someone really criticizing our coverage or a take that I have, it's been the Marlins. It was Craig Minervini, who I actually know well and is a friend of mine, and now Glenn, who I don't know well, have both gotten just so testy over saying that the Marlins aren't good. And there's nothing wrong with saying they're not good. They're not good. Hopefully one day they will be good. But most teams understand. Look, the Heat a few years ago were what, 11-30? Remember that when they were 11-30 through 41 games? If I go on TV or if I go on social media and say everything's going to be fine, the Heat are good, Riley's building, I mean, people would laugh in my face. You have to say it is what it is. They were the worst team in the NBA at the time. They ended up turning it around. That was great, but you can't lie to your viewer, you can't lie to your followers just because you want to be positive. I mean, you got to tell the truth.
So you couldn't figure out a positive spin on the 15-1 loss last night? I mean, it's I'm getting angry again. Like, this is the time Glenn Geffner wants to fight after a 15-1 loss?
That's what I read. Then he's like, well, you did it. He didn't tweet. This particular person who I don't know, don't follow, and don't know anything about, didn't tweet on Saturday about it. Well, yeah, my family was in town. You know what I was doing Friday and Saturday night? I was getting hammered. I was out drinking.
Yes.
I was at Ball and Chain with my sister and family. We were dancing salsa. I had no idea the Marlins were winning, losing. I didn't care. When I got in Sunday, I saw the highlights, and I said, hey, that's great. Nice win.
Yeah, everybody celebrated that Saturday win. It was fun. It was maybe I think Glenn had tweeted that might be the most fun. I mean, Marlins Park had over 20,000 people that night. It was an improbable victory in the ninth inning. Like, who didn't celebrate that? Like, great.
By the way, that night, two nights before, it was on Thursday when I was working. I had gotten information that it was UM night and the Marlins were going to be selling these special UM hats.
Yes.
And I tweeted that to promote the night and say, hey, go to the night, get these hats. And the hats didn't even come in, so I look like an idiot because there were no hats available.
That was the other thing, too, is Glenn's, like, picking at Will Manso there and going, what about Saturday night and blah, 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 blah. And, like, how about addressing, Glenn, the fact that it was UM night and they had these great UM hats that all the fans had come for and they weren't even there?
Yeah, they didn't show up. No, great, it's not the Marlins' fault. I get it. It was a shipment issue, but I mean, come on. I mean, that in itself is a punchline. I left it alone because I knew it wasn't the Marlins' fault. There was a shipment issue. It didn't get in. But, I mean, how you can say that, I don't know where it comes from. I just don't get it, Hawk. I honestly don't. I don't.
Yeah. Well, we'll move on.
But I appreciate you. Look, I appreciate you coming to my defense. That was very nice of you because, you know, I do the same for you.
Because I literally couldn't believe that he chose after a 15-1 loss.
That is kind of a hard time. Like, if the Heat lose by 40 and to the Sixers and I'm sitting there ripping, you know, media members for negative coverage of the Heat, that would look stupid. I mean, it would just look dumb.
I did not understand. Well, all right, let's squash it and we'll move on and we'll all...
You better ask Glenn about that.
I don't care what Glenn has to say. Let me, before you run out of time, Will Manso from Local 10. Surprised Jaren Williams got the Canes starting job?
I was a little bit, but given all the, you know, and I'm sure you guys have talked about it a lot, there was a lot of talk coming out of there in the last week or so that Jaren looked the best. And honestly, I haven't been around camp much, and I went yesterday and talking to people behind the scenes and talking to some of the folks there and players and coaches. It's pretty clear to them and to most of the team for the last week and week and a half that Jaren was the better guy right now. And everyone pointed to the scrimmage over the weekend where he just looked great. You know, and these are closed scrimmages, but still that the players and coaches all felt that he looked great and comfortable. And when you look at it too, I mean, he probably is the most ready of all of them as far as to what they're looking for. You know, good arm. He can move a little. He's got that confidence. He knows the playbook inside and out from everyone you talk to. I think Nkosi still, you know, you saw a little bit of the flash, you know, the good, the bad of him last year. I think Tate kind of came in at a disadvantage learning the system and new in the whole transfer. I think in the end, it seems like it's the right choice. He was an Army All-American just a year ago. But honestly, guys, it's almost like the Dolphins QB situation. I expect all these kids to get some work this year, just like I expect Fitzpatrick and Rosen to start games. I'm not sure Jaren Williams is going to start from game one all the way through a bowl game. I think you'll probably see the other QBs at some point.
And Will, getting to the Dolphins, that quarterback situation. Do you want to see Fitzpatrick? He's 37, Will. Do you need to see him in the preseason anymore?
I don't, and I think the Dolphins sort of agree with us. You know, I mean, they obviously Fitzpatrick will play a little in the preseason, but I don't think they're really trying to get much out of him. A lot's been made that in the joint practices in Tampa, a lot of the work with the first team was going to Josh Rosen, and he got a lot of work, obviously, the other day, even though it was second and third team, but he got a lot of work in the preseason game. I think the Dolphins really want to know what they have in Rosen, and now in games that don't count and don't really matter, in the whole scheme of things is where you got to do it, because you can't just throw Rosen in the season if he's not ready. I think you kind of know if you start Ryan Fitzpatrick game one, you know what you're going to get. He's going to have those days where he throws for 350 yards and three touchdowns, and he's going to have those days where he throws two pick sixes in a quarter. I mean, he is who he is, but he's somebody you can kind of depend on. He's a good guy to have for just fill in the season while you're looking for that QB. I think the question for the Dolphins is, can that QB be Josh Rosen? And I think they're kind of trying to figure that out now.
Will Manso, Local 10, quickly before you got to get out of here. You're a Giants fan. How you feeling about Eli Manning versus Daniel Jones?
Well, I felt a lot better Daniel Jones the other day. You've seen him play. I know it's the preseason, but I'm that typical fan who's going to make a lot out of like one series. But I thought it was, you know, to me, I love Eli, and I'll never say bad of Eli because, you know, think about it as the Dolphins. If you have a quarterback who in the last decade plus has won you two Super Bowls, you're going to want the best for him and him to go out the best way possible. So I don't want to see Eli kicked to the curb. But I will say this, if the Giants are like 1-7, you know, 2-6, 8 games into the season, I think you got to turn to Daniel Jones. I think you give Eli his last year there. You let him ride it out. If he plays well enough that they're decent, you let Jones sit behind them and wait. But if they struggle like I think most people think they are, let the kid play. You drafted him 6th overall for a reason. Give him a shot.
Finally, did you know that you could eat a hot dog right out of the pack from the fridge, that you don't have to cook it?
You know, it's funny. I saw that you tweet that earlier, and I think that's a joke, right? That's real? People actually eat the hot dog out of the bag? I mean, how can you do that?
Yeah, Will.
What does it taste?
It tastes like a cold hot dog.
But you've done it before?
Yeah, well, I'll take them fishing for catfish, but then once the sun warms them up a little bit, then I'll eat them because I get hungry about noon.
But there's a bunch of people texting us, Will, that they'd eat them right out of the fridge.
I can see, you know, in a hurry, like you're covering a hurricane and you need to eat something fine, but like, you know, I mean.
I prefer cold chicken. I prefer cold chicken over hot chicken. How do you prefer your chicken?
I'm not going to lie, though. I like hot chicken better, but Publix chicken, the fried chicken, I like it cold.
Yes, yes, that's the chicken that I'm actually talking about.
That's weird to me.
I like Publix fried chicken cold.
Yeah, I much prefer it cold. But you never had a hot dog just out of the fridge?
No. I mean, I'm trying to picture how it tastes. I'm almost going to have to say that this weekend while I'm watching the Marlins and not tweeting about it, I'm going to eat one
Yeah,
cold.
You do that. And you do that. I'd like to get your take on
the
that.
The same concept of bologna, Spam, Vienna sausage, the same concept, Will.
Yeah, that doesn't turn me on though, and none of that food gets me excited.
You didn't sell him on it. He didn't sell you on that.
That Spam usually gets him.
You thought that was your winner. You thought that was the winner. All right, thank you, Will Manso. Watch him on Local 10. Thanks, Will.
Anytime, guys. Talk soon.
There you go, Will Manso. He had to be out by 4:15 because he's got to go do some work on Local 10. How about that? Gave him 60 seconds.
I gave him
60 seconds. All right, we'll cover the pressing hot dog news as we continue.
You can actually get some good-ass hot dogs from Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood
Market.
Cook
them, though.
You can cook them.
Cook them.
They're there. They're good. They're delicious like everything else at Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. They have it all. Go to DelawareChicken.com.
Is that what they mean by raw dog?
I'm through with you. I am through with you.
No, it's something else?
I'll explain it to you in a little bit.
All right.
DelawareChicken.com is the website.
Admittedly, I got that from a texter.
I don't know. Y'all are nasty. DelawareChicken.com, guys, they really do have it all. Lamb, beef, veal, pork, poultry, duck, and turkey, lobster, shrimp, all the crustaceans, 20 different species of fish. When I go fishing, if I don't catch the, you know, if I'm not lucky that day, if I can't put nothing in the cooler, I go to Delaware because I know the fish will be fresh and delicious, locally caught and swim in daily. Go to DelawareChicken.com and see the entire menu and call them in advance. They're going to have a crazy selection and they'll save you time. Call them in advance at 954-983-6831. That's 954-983-6831. Tell them what you want to have your order packaged ready when you get there, saving you time, and they're going to save you money. Listen to these prices. Stuffed crab shells, only $3.99 each. They are delicious. Argentinian red shrimp, only $11.99 a pound. The conch fritters are full of conch, less fritter. They're awesome. Only four for $2.49. You get four conch fritters for $2.49. You can't beat Delaware's prices. You can't beat the selection. You can't beat everything at Delaware. And right now, Florida lobster season started August 6th. You're going to get all your Florida lobster tails right there from Delaware at the best price you can. Wild salmon is now available. They have it all, guys. Get to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. It's on 441, one block south of Sterling Road. And when y'all get down there, tell them Crowder sent you.
I feel like that segment was perfection. How can we compare with that? How can we improve on what just happened there? I don't know. But we'll find out next. Don't go anywhere. There's more Hockman and Crowder next. Hockman and Crowder, simulcast. Things are happening for us.
We sweet, son.
Let's do the college football update. Shall we do that? Is that okay, Solana?
Sounds good.
This college football report is brought to you by FIU Panthers Football. Panther Pride is here. Get your season tickets now at 305 FIU Game or visit ticket.fiusports.com. You're a proud FIU Panther, aren't you, Solana?
Paws up, papa.
There you go. Paws up, papa.
That's they're saying.
See my hat?
Is that an FIU hat?
FIU hat, baby.
So far away, I cannot see him. It's like
no, you're blind.
I'm not blind, but there's a glare. He's about 80 yards from me. I honestly cannot see that hat. You can see the logo on that hat?
Easily, yes.
Really?
I got 20/20, baby.
It's like
I can see your cataract.
It's like being produced by a silhouette.
I can see.
It's like a sexy producer back there. I see a silhouette, you know, just moving around every now and then. I pretend it's someone else, and then every so often he talks.
I'm going to break it to you. There's no sex appeal on the other side of that window.
Here's your college football report. It revolves around a hated college football program, the Ohio State. Solana mentioned this earlier. They have filed a trademark application for the word the, which they pronounce the Ohio State. This was from Bleacher Report. It says Josh Gerben of the Gerben Law Firm reported that Ohio State University placed a trademark application with the United States Patent and Trademark Office last Thursday for the word the. Per Gerben's search on the office's trademark electronic service system, OSU's trademark request is listed for clothing, namely T-shirts, baseball caps, and hats. The request included examples of OSU clothing featuring the on the front. So rare. Gerben posited that Ohio State will receive an initial refusal of the application because the trademark, quote, must be used on tagging or labeling for the products. He further noted that putting the word the on the shirt is not sufficient trademark use. The trademark attorney also said the university should have a chance to rework the proposed products. The Ohio State University changed its name from Ohio Agricultural and Mechanical College in 1878. I hate when they do the Ohio State, but trademarking, like, someone's getting paid to do that?
Well, bro, don't y'all do the U?
Yeah, that's cool.
Huh?
I'm
just saying, what's the difference, though? I'm just asking, phone. What's the difference? The Ohio State University?
The U? The U.
You're still putting the in front of something.
No, no one emphasizes the U. It's the U.
They
U.
Emphasize,
U.
I,
U.
Oh, no,
is
no.
The,
I'm not saying it's. I'm just saying that saying using the, y'all use it too, and it means something to you. Like it means something.
The doesn't mean anything.
I
you
think it's
mean
dumb as
something.
Hell. I think it's dumb as hell. I think it's ridiculous. They're fighting to put T-H-E on the front of a shirt?
They're not fighting to put it on the front of a shirt. They can put it on the front of a shirt as much as they want. They want to trademark it so that they've got the rights to do that and no one else does.
You know what? I want the rights to the word dog.
I mean, it really, I'm thinking, like, I'm trying to go through my head. Like, remember Pepsi? It was, you got the right one, baby. Like, the was in there. It wasn't the emphasis of it. With Ohio State, the Ohio State is what they emphasize.
So
but
dumb.
That's their own stupid fault.
I was gonna
Who the
say.
Bleep told you to emphasize the, you jackasses?
You know what? Florida needs to trademark of. And we'll yell of right. over University
of
Florida.
Of Florida.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's just all jump on
the
this.
Ohio State. Get out of here with that nonsense.
This is dumb.
FIU is just FIU. I just want to let you guys know. You know, yeah. we don't have the of or the or the U. Just FIU.
Pause up.
Pause up. Yeah. Pause up is probably the best slogan in college football.
This college football report is brought to you by FIU Panthers football. Panther Pride is here. Get your season tickets now at 305 FIU game or visit ticket.fiusports.com. Ridiculous.
The.
How stupid is that, too, that that's what they emphasize?
How arrogant do you have to be to think you, you know, can get the?
We've been talking a lot about the, and we want to trademark it. Huh? I mean, some lawyer collected money from the Ohio State University to file that stupid-ass trademark application.
And they would have to go through levels. Like, an AD approved this. The president approved this.
Yeah, this is not, you know, some business class and they're doing, like, a little project. Yeah, this went through the proper chain. This went – there was a conference room somewhere at the Ohio State University. They're meeting in the conference room.
In order to protect the brand – that's coming straight from the Ohio State University brass.
I don't understand. Like, protect what? Like, the...
The brand.
The brand.
The brand.
I don't know.
But then, are they trying to say where other schools... Because other schools do it, too. Like, have you ever watched the NFL when they let the players introduce themselves? They'll say the, you know, the Clemson. The,
right.
Like, the other people will say it. Are they trying to let those people not say the in front of their college?
I believe so.
You know, like when they do the little video introductions, bottom of the screen, first quarter.
Yep.
Ohio State players, it's the most annoying thing. They really emphasize the.
Right.
Like they want to let you know.
No.
But
I
then
get
there's
it.
There's a guy that's the starting safety, and he'll say the University of Nevada.
Right. There is somebody that does that.
That does it all the time.
Right. But they want to prevent that from happening because they want to protect the brand.
Of the word the?
Why don't you protect this? Ohio State. Hey, how about you protect this? How about you and Terry Porter, the fraudulent referee that called pass interference in the end zone 18 seconds after the play ended? To trademark fraudulent national champions.
Why would they do that?
Because they're fraudulent national champions.
Coker was already on the field.
Coker was on the field.
He was on the field.
You heard the band is on the field. The band is on the Stanford play. Coker's on the field. Coker was running on the field
with troopers.
How do you do that to poor Larry Coker?
He was confused a lot, though.
He wasn't confused there. It was a touch. I mean, it was the end of the game. It was nothing. It was just over. Larry Coker's the nicest guy in the world.
When I was in his office, I think he forgot I was there.
Did Larry Coker recruit you?
Yeah. I was sitting there. And I think
while you were in the office, he forgot you were there?
He looked down, played on his paper for a second. He looked up, and he looked surprised at me and my mom. He was like, hey, nice to meet y'all. Yeah, Larry was.
He didn't jump off the page? Like,
no.
He didn't have that, who was it? Who do we always talk to during college football season?
Houston Nutt.
He didn't have that Houston Nutt swagger?
No, I love Vernon Hargrave. The linebacker coach, he was good. Shannon was still there. Now, Shannon is still your girl.
What? Really?
Oh.
Randy Shannon was charming.
Shannon,
and
he'll steal your girl.
Randy Shannon.
He's cool, like one-on-one. Just cool. Like, he could play Dolomite.
Because, what's the one memory that everybody has now of Randy Shannon?
Losing to USF.
It for me, it was the walk at Duke. Like that, like, you know what I mean? Where you talk about, like, smooth or whatever, but it's, like, so far removed from our experience with Randy Shannon.
But, yeah, Coker was like the uncle that just, you know, he made one dish. He'd probably have a cooler somewhere with melted ice and warm beer in it and just forget about it. Like, yeah, Larry was out there.
So he didn't he didn't make you swoon?
No. You know, who did? Vilma and DJ Williams and them. They were still there.
Yeah, that I could see.
That's why I drove down here from Atlanta with my mom to come see those
guys. It was to party
guys.
With Jonathan Vilma and not to party with Larry Coker.
Oh, hey, how y'all doing?
The Larry Coker, by the way.
Uh-oh. They'll get mad at you.
I mean, how do you disappoint Larry Coker? He's the nicest guy in the world. He's running out on the field. He's got another national championship. And this Terry Porter, This son of a gun. He's going to throw a flag. I feel like this was yesterday. How long ago was this?
17 years ago.
Oh, my God. Punch in the gut.
Terry Porter eats hot dogs out of the fridge.
There you go.
That hurt his feelings.
There you go.
Y'all are ridiculous.
I feel better that I got that off my chest. The Ohio State.
Somebody says it was the U before the Ohio State.
Right, but again, we don't emphasize the U. The U.
Yeah, the U.
Right?
But can you say the if you don't say the? Can you say the University of Nevada?
If you don't pronounce it as the
yes.
University of Nevada.
See, this
would that be the loophole?
I don't think there needs to be a loophole. The judge that gives them the word the is getting fired the same day.
Yeah, if somebody approves this trademark application, you know who the trademark judge is? Terry Porter. Is that unbelievable? It's like a Seinfeld episode. it's like a Seinfeld episode. This guy's sticking it to us. Speaking of all these bad UM memories, I want to talk about some good stuff. The 2019 season is here with a new coach and a new attitude. And if you're like me, you bleed orange and green. Caneswear in Davie is the place for you. You like that?
I do.
The place for you. It's more than a store. It's an experience. They have the largest selection of items from Adidas and other name brands, including all the team's sideline apparel, hundreds of different t-shirts, jerseys, polos, hoodies, hats. They've got them in all sizes for men, women, kids, babies, even pets. They're also your tailgating headquarters. They've got tents, chairs, tables, flags, decals, magnet license plates, sunglasses, tattoos. They definitely will get you ready for game days. Caneswear is the only place to get brands like Adidas, Columbia, Starter, Dime Life, Hook and Tackle, and CW exclusives all under one roof. Just an amazing selection. So if you want Miami Hurricanes merchandise, they've got you covered. And if you're a Dolphins fan, no need to feel left out. They have a huge selection of Dolphins items for men, women, and kids. So you got to get over to Caneswear. That's 2511 South University Drive in Davie. I mean, University Drive in Davie. That is the epicenter of commerce, and Caneswear is right there. And, of course, they're always open at caneswear.com, C-A-N-E-S-W-E-A-R, caneswear.com. Obviously, you know I'm so excited for the season. I've got friends coming over to watch Canes and Gators on August 24th, so I will head to Caneswear in Davie this week or next and get some items to make the opening game party at the Hockman House even more festive. So get your gear before the season starts so that you're good to go all season long. That's Caneswear, the spot where Miami fans shop. I absolutely love that place. In fact, we do our show Mondays from Twin Peaks in Davie. So I'll probably Monday before the show, I'll head over to Caneswear. That will be perfect. All right, we got about 25 minutes till we open up the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Quick break. We'll come right back on Hockman and Crowder. Oh, Jeanne. Wow. It's you, Solana. There's so much stuff in the show sheet that I don't even know what to get to first. On 560, no, on 790, those CBS Sports updates air, and Jim Rome did a funny take. You know, Magic Johnson, he turned 60. And so he released all these top 60 lists. And it's, I mean, like, I don't know when he compiled these. And there, I mean, Jim Rome had a great take on this stuff. And then there's another list that Solana included here on the show sheet, which is right in my wheelhouse. Food on a stick survey. Don't look at it. Don't look at it. Don't look at it.
I don't have it.
Okay. Food on a stick survey. A new survey asked Americans to name their favorite food served on a stick. What do you think the number one food on a stick is?
Popsicle.
Great guess. That is a great guess. And if I had working phone lines, I would go to the phones and have people guess. But we don't.
Corn dog.
Corn dogs.
More people like corn dogs than popsicles?
Popsicles is number two.
See, I got kids, so cake pop popped up in my head.
Cake pop is number six.
Mm.
Number three is a kebab.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
A sucker.
No, not on that.
Suckers ain't on that?
No. Yeah, suckers are lollipops.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
I call lollipops.
No, you're right.
Suckers.
No, I knew that. I mean, I didn't see it.
That's
there.
A Midwest thing, though. That's not, you're from the South. That's not a Southern thing, is it?
Suckers? Yeah, I say lollipop, too. Sucker just popped. I say both of them.
Number four, caramel apples.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's on a stick.
Caramel?
No good if it's not on a stick.
Caramel.
Caramel.
We've done this.
I question everything about my career when I've gotten back to how do you pronounce caramel?
Do you mean caramel?
If you were listening earlier, we were talking about, you know, eating hot dogs right out of the package. And Crowder goes, well, this is inarguable. You can. And I go, no, there's nothing that's inarguable, Jack. That's my entire career. Arguing nonsense, most of it. Stuff that shouldn't be argued.
Said it questions every fiber in your body.
My radio fibers are built on arguing anything and everything. For those of you that are new to the show, my right hand to God, Crowder and I, we love to argue. I think it's part of what makes the show fun. And we do this off the air via text. Like, we just like to argue about yeah. things. I once played the greatest trick on Channing Crowder that a radio host could ever play. He was in one of these moods where whatever I said, he was going to take the other side. Anything. So I started talking about how his work ethic and his mindset propelled him to a career in the NFL. Mm-hmm. And he argued against it. My right hand to God. Am I lying?
No.
He argued against his work ethic and his mindset. Because he just wanted to argue with me.
They're not going to be like me. It's the wrong approach. So you're arguing against yourself? The hell with me.
The top 10 foods on a stick, according to this survey. Corn dogs, 1. Popsicles, 2. Kebabs, 3. Caramel apples, 4. Lollipops, 5. Cake pops, 6. Fruit kebabs, 7. Mm-mm. I didn't even know there was such a thing.
No, that's the ones with the fruit salad on a stick.
But, I mean, where have you seen that?
Nobody eats that anymore.
I mean, sometimes you'll get, like, an edible arrangement. And
that's what it is,
yeah.
Though, right? Yeah. Like a pineapple
cheesecake
on a stick.
Is 8. What?
Sticked cheesecake?
Who the hell's eating cheesecake on a stick?
Isn't that cake pop?
But, I mean, it's never cheesecake, though.
Mm-mm.
Pie pops are number 9.
Pie pop.
What the hell is a pie pop?
That's nothing. It's nothing. There's no such thing as pie pop.
And number 10.
If it comes after pie pop.
Did you make this list up?
He made it up.
Did you make this up or did you get it somewhere?
No, I got it somewhere.
Number 10.
Uh-oh.
I didn't even look at this before I started reading.
I don't even know what it is.
Number 10 is other foods on a stick.
Come on, man. You can't make a list. The last one is everything else.
Other foods on a stick, whatever they may be.
You're ridiculous. That's why we never heard of pop-pop. And pie is mushy.
You made that up. Did you make that up?
No, I swear I didn't. I swear.
Like a frozen banana. That's on a stick.
They
like
sell those at the gas station.
Yeah. Like yeah. There's I'm sorry. Pie-pops.
Pop-pop.
And topped only by other foods on sticks, whatever they may be.
What else can you put on a stick?
I mean, you go to the South Florida Fair, just about anything.
Yeah, they have pretzels. They have those churros on
oh,
sticks.
Oh, churros, yeah.
No.
Yeah, they do.
No churro on a stick.
I think they do.
Yeah, and you churro it on a stick, and then you stick it down in chocolate or something.
Churro?
I call it churro.
That was my first Spanish textbook when I started studying it in middle school. Churros y Chocolate was the name of the textbook. Next textbook was called Other Foods on Sticks, whatever they may be.
Churro Chocolate. That was a child's book.
Churros y Chocolate.
That was a children's book.
That was my middle school Spanish book.
No churros on a stick, bro.
Churros. There's no pie on a stick, and there's no
pie pops.
Cheesecake on a stick.
Does corn count?
Because it's never on a stick, though, is it? Oh, you know what? It is. Corn on the cob. You get that on the at like the South Florida Fair, the Miami-Dade Youth Fair, or whatever.
I cut my corn, so I don't know.
Hey, man. I don't know when did. Am I in trouble or I'm slow? When did this damn Mexican street corn blow up?
That's the hot new thing, man. Remember, avocados came in, and then all of a sudden it was avocado everything. The pumpkin spice thing we learned today, they're doing pumpkin spice Spam or whatever. Mexican street corn is the hot thing right now.
Because I'm usually behind on all the trends. So when this stuff started popping up with that sauce on it, and one place I went had fried coconut crumbles and stuff. Man, it is amazing.
Mexican street corn. That is the thing right now. All right, we got to take a break. Oh, my goodness. I mean, that was delightful, Solana. I don't know if you're responsible for that or not, but that was that ending shocked me more than The Departed.
Really?
I was blown away by the ending there. Other foods on sticks, whatever they may be.
Top 9 and 10 is everything else? I don't think you get lists, Solana.
That's great. All right, football is finally back. It's all about the U and Deal. Deal's been selling Volvo models for 30 years on Bird Road. They're just off US 1, right near the U. You can score great deals on Volvo models. Tailgate in luxury with a new Volvo. Check out the 2019 XC60, Edmunds' best family small luxury SUV, or the 2019 XC90, the most awarded luxury SUV of the century, or the 2020 XC40, the IIHS top safety pick in 2019, and all are ready for immediate delivery and discounted with great leases and low finance rates. They got the same owners at Deal, same location, same low prices, great selection, great service department, well over 25,000 Volvos sold, but most of all, the best prices. And it's the summer of safety. Keep your family safe in a new Deal Volvo with the biggest savings of the year. For the best prices and service, visit Deal Volvo, where it's all about the D-E-E-L. They will take great care of you there. They're US 1 and Bird Road, right near the U. You can call 305-444-2222 or visit DealVolvoCars.com. We are going to open up the Funky Buddha Happy Hour next on Hockman and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.